The Pentagon yesterday released photographs of the bloody corpses of Saddam Hussein's sons, Uday and Qusay. The two were killed Tuesday in a fierce gun battle with U.S. forces in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. All the major U.S. television networks and cable channels showed the gruesome images. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld defended the release of the photographs.
I think one has to, in life, when you're making a judgment, recognize that things are not black and white, they're not this way or that way, they're shades of gray. And the more I looked at this, the more I made a judgment that this is not the first time people who are dead have been shown. It is not a practice that the United States engages in on a normal basis. I honestly believe that these two are particularly bad characters, and that it's important for the Iraqi people to see them, to know they're gone, to know they're dead, and to know they're not coming back.
Marvin Kalb is a former CBS and NBC News correspondent and senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Did the Pentagon's release of these photographs surprise you?
Not really. I think that the Pentagon and the U.S. overall have wanted to try to persuade the Iraqi people that the Saddam Hussein regime is really over. In a funny way, it's similar to what used to happen in the Middle Ages when, say, a conquering army would come into a town and they would behead the leader of the old regime and then put that head on a spike and put the spike right in the middle of town so that all of the people could see that the old regime was truly gone. Now, we're doing that obviously differently, but it's an attempt, I see it as to open up the spigots of information about Saddam Hussein himself, about these weapons of mass destruction, overall to persuade people that the old regime is gone.
Will that convince the Iraqis?
It's really unknowable at this time. Some may be, others won't be. It's going to be a very steep curve for the U.S. In 1991, after the first Persian Gulf War, we ought to remember, I think, that we betrayed the Shia Iraqis in the south and the Kurds in the north because we promised them that if they rose up against the regime of Saddam Hussein, we would help them, but we didn't help them. And so there's a great deal of skepticism about official American words to the Iraqi people. They don't automatically accept America's words.
What about the prominent broadcast of these photographs here at home?
Well, it's a huge story. It was obvious that they were going to be run. What's interesting is that normally the networks do not show recognizable faces. They do not show up close of faces. That has been a practice for many, many decades now. They normally show bodies in a middle distance or in a far distance. But this time, they did the reverse. They didn't show the bodies full. It was a cropped photo. But they showed just the upper torso and the faces is what appears on the newspapers that I see up here in Boston.
Now, Rumsfeld didn't like it when Al Jazeera showed dead Americans.
No, and it's very interesting that yesterday at a seminar we had here, the Washington bureau chief for Al Jazeera, Hafez al-Mirazi, was saying that, I'm not quoting him directly, but the spirit of what he says is that there's a kind of hypocrisy in the American position at this point, because when it satisfies America's interest, he pointed out, these photographs will be shown, and in this case it obviously does satisfy a very direct American interest, but when it doesn't, the people who end up showing photographs that the U.S. doesn't like are generally denounced, Al Jazeera among them. That happened during the Gulf War.
Marvin Kalb is a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government.